2023 is the name of the game. Eddie Greer back for another edition of the K-State Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, covering all things Kansas State sports. No, it's not 2023 yet. This is still 2022 on another back-to-back edition of this podcast, folks. True P Podcast on another daily edition. Yeah, basketball. Again, like I said, this morning's daily, a lot to get into. Again, if you have not checked out the postcast of the preseason of K-State soccer, make sure you check that out. Along with our weekly episode 112 of the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition with my co-host Alex Eaton. Boy, we're starting to really knock those out. I mean, we're already completed 112 of those episodes. Damn. I felt like we just did episode 100 of the podcast not too long ago. So we're really knocking these out. And it's only going to pick up with action, football, basketball, and a lot more. Speaking of basketball, yes, I mentioned the year 2023. That is next season. That, the focus of the, if you want to say, the revised version of K-State men's basketball and head coach Jerome Tang. We haven't even seen the first action yet on the court for this team, but they are making big-time waves in the recruiting game. Again, over the weekend, I should probably say yesterday, got the news, getting caught up on news here. Alex Eaton on one of the recent editions of the PPPW mentioned, talked about a little bit about Dada Ames. He was the more recent recruit. He was, I believe, he was a four-star recruit. If I'm not mistaken there. I'm going to have to go back and look at that. But once again, Jerome Tang strikes again in his staff. Get four-star recruit R.J. Jones commits to K-State yesterday. Four-star recruit. And how many times have we said that this has been kind of a new look for K-State men's basketball, getting these at least four-star and even here and there five-star recruits at least to visit the K-State. This is, we have not, as a someone from the outside in, even though I'm alum, a K-State alum from the outside. I'm not close to the team, but still, you look at this, and Dada Ames, you look at a pretty damn good backcourt here. We have not seen, probably since, I might even take it back even further. Yes, I'm not 25 years in the K-State men's basketball history, but my recent history says probably. And I know I'm jumping the gun here. We have not seen this first-year roster for K-State men's basketball actually yet under first-year head man Jerome Tang. But you got to look at this potential, this backcourt now with the addition of R.J. Jones, Dada Ames. I mean, oh, it's going to be something special with this backcourt for next year. I mean, everything look pointing with this basketball team towards next season. A huge get for Kansas State. Number 37 player in the ESPN 100. You're taking a page from Chris Kleiman, Klein Klein, Taylor Bratt, and what they did on the football side with Kelly. I'm thinking of the baseball player. Avery Johnson. Yeah. Yeah, I said Kelly Johnson. I don't know. Johnson. There are a lot of Johnsons here, but Avery Johnson. The Mays big-time get quarterback that already making waves even before his commitment to K-State, even making waves even more now after the fact that he says 100%. That's been a thing now around here now since the Dylan Edwards back out. And yes, by the way, he did commit to Notre Dame. No shocker there. But, yeah, Avery Johnson ever since then, everyone who's committed to K-State, whether it has been on the football side or the basketball side, has said or tweeted out 100% commit. That's saying something. Hey, you're pretty much saying, and this has been getting down to the beating drum, but if you're all in or you're all out, and, you know, Dylan Edwards, you know, pretty much did the fake out, in my opinion, and I'm sorry again to bring up that old horse, but again, you're gonna do that. that takes a lot of you know what. But I'm gonna stay away from that as well. R.J. Jones committed. I do not
I don't have. Yes, I do actually. No, I don't. That's another player. My fault. So yeah, actually I do. Never mind. So yes. So apparently to these guys, right? RJ Jones selected K-State over, and if this was football, these would be legit teams. But in basketball, you know what? It ain't so much. Maybe for the exception of Oklahoma, but Boise State. And yeah, Notre Dame's. Well, actually, I take that back. Notre Dame is pretty solid in basketball. They've made quite a bit of appearances in the NCAA tournament. Colorado, they ain't nothing. A&M, they're a little underwhelming in the SEC play. Boise State, yeah. So Oklahoma, Notre Dame, they're right up there as far as basketball goes. But RJ Jones commits to K-State over those five schools: Oklahoma, Boise State, Notre Dame, Colorado, and A&M as well. So you're already looking at the backcourt for the future. That's a huge get, man. RJ, again, I haven't seen much of him. I only read up on a few things, and this came on my radar late yesterday, getting back from Kansas City. So I'm just getting caught up with all this, but huge. This is huge, man. K-State, once again, knocked. K-State basketball, I should say, men's basketball, knocking it out of the park here, getting a four-star recruit here to the Little Apple Manhattan, Kansas, and now you pair him up with Dada Ames. It's going to be the backcourt of the future for this university on the basketball side. Cannot wait. Again, I'm going to have to do my research on where. I know Dada Ames was pretty high as well, so I know Alex mentioned that on, I believe it was on the Dylan Edwards episode when he decommitted to Notre Dame. So look out for that as well. So big get. K-State men's basketball recruiting strikes again. RJ Jones, four-star recruit, coming here. The K-State, the Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, Audio Boom, and a few more podcasts and platforms as well. And of course, stay tuned later on this week. I'll be kicking off a fall series, which will take us all the way through the beginning of December. Stay tuned on that. And I might be working on a little bit of background info. Well, not in, background, behind the scenes effort as well on this. So definitely I'm looking forward to it as well. So stay tuned for that. I've kind of said it here and there on the Pro Project Podcast daily as well. So looking forward to that as well. And of course, big thank you to AutoFest 2022 Rally in the Valley for letting us promote your event, which went down over the weekend as well. Kind of want to get the post reaction to that as well. We'll see what happens if I can get either one of them or all three of them. I know I haven't really said those folks by name, but they've let us for the past 3 months promote their car show event, and it went down over the weekend as well. So we really thank them for letting us promote them and being a part of the Pearl Project Podcast this summer as well. But we got a lot in store looking ahead to the fall as well. And stay tuned for a bonus podcast on my race this weekend as well. Be on the lookout for that. I think that's going to be coming out tomorrow as well. But a lot to look forward to. K-State news continues to drop, and we're going to have everyday coverage of some sort of K-State sports here on the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats! Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater, Eddie Greer, go Cats! You've been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.